Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I bless you, Lord God. I magnify you, Lord God. I glorify you, God. I lift your name up. Hallelujah, God. I just tell you, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Oh, my goodness, Lord. We just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Father God, for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Father God, for the joy. God, thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. God, we're just excited, Lord God. We just appreciate you so much, God. We have so much to be thankful for, God. And we just want to tell you, Lord God, how much we love you and appreciate you for everything that you do, God, everything that you got going on, God. We just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your protection. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe all during the night. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe where we're at our jobs or, God, at the schools. God, we just thank you, Lord, because you do so, so much, Lord. You even do things behind the scenes, God, that we don't even know about, God. And we want to make sure, Lord God, that we just acknowledge you, Lord. Acknowledge your presence. Acknowledge that you are God. You are the sovereign God. You are, Lord God, I am. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You are the one that was, that is, and that is to come. You are everything. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our shepherd. You are our keeper. You are everything for us, Lord. You are our counselor, God. You know how to counsel us. You know how to put us back on the right place. Lord God, you know how to put us back on the right road. You know how to get us going, Lord God, or how to get us to be still. You know how to do these things, Lord God, because you are all-knowing, all-powerful. And you, God, care that much about us that you would do whatever it takes, Lord, and what you have already done, for you sacrificed your dear son, Jesus. And so, God, we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice, the one sacrifice that shed all the blood that needed to be shed, that covered all sins. Father God, we just want to thank you, God, for that love that was released into this earth, Father God, that allows us, Father God, to come into your presence, that allow us to go behind the veil, that allow us, Father God, to be face to face. Hallelujah. Oh, how precious it is, Father God, to be in your presence. How precious it is, Father God, to be in your presence. And so, God, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be there, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come into your presence. God, and when we come, Father, while we're carrying the load, Father God, to drop off, Lord God, to give unto you, Father God, every burden, every concern, every situation, Father God, even those things that may be, Lord God, really bothering us, God. We know, Father God, that you can handle. There's nothing too hard for you. Father God, that your hand is not too short, not too small. Father God, that you are greater. Father God, you are greater than anything that's in this earth. Father God, we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you can speak, Lord God, a word, and that word will bring life into our lives, Lord God. That's all you have to do is just speak, Father God, just a simple word, Father God, and we know, God, chains will be broken, Father God, things will be done, Father God, instantly with the blink of an eye, Father God, and we know, Father God, that it will manifest on this earth, Father God, because we just believe, Lord God, that when you speak, it shall come to pass. Father God, there is no returning back unto you. Lord God, you are not a liar. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for that. Lord God, the only way, Father God, something can be messed up in our lives, Lord God, is if we choose not to follow you. Oh God, if we choose to turn away, if we choose, Father God, not to believe, Father God, because you cannot do anything for someone that does not believe. So God, we tell you to believe, Father, and help our unbelief. Help those doubts. Help those areas, Lord God, that still have some hesitation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, oh God, to continue, Father God, to go into those areas, Lord God, that's in our heart, in our mind, in our souls, Father God, that is still dark, that still has no light in it, Father God, and that you would bring the light, Father, that you would bring the light, Lord God, into that place, Lord God. Lord God, that place that was stuck away, Father God, that's, Father, in the name of Jesus, I said, Lord God, that place, Lord God, that was hidden, that was under the rug, in the closet, Father God, or not even paying no attention to. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would go in, Father God, and fill the void and the emptiness, Lord God, that is going on, Father God, in your people's life, Lord God, that's going on right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't even talk about, Father God, they keep it all to themselves and they're hurting, Father. But they're hurting themselves and they're hurting others, God, because they don't know how to ask for help. They don't know what to do or how to do it, Father God. And even when somebody gives them an opportunity to release, Father God, they are afraid. They have fear, Father God, that hinders them and stops them. They try to keep their, they're trying to act like they're grown. They want to act like they got it all together, but God, no one of us have it all together, Father God. None of us has it all in order. Some of us are better off than others, but God, we all need your help. There's no way on this earth, no way, Father God, that we can handle it all by ourselves, Lord God. So we are coming to you right now, asking you for your help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, to be free and open and honest, Lord God, about our hearts, our hearts and what's hurting us, what's really going on down on the inside, Father God, not holding it, Father God, hostage, Lord God. You're trying to get us to release. You're trying to get us to let it go, Lord God, that you can go in, Father God, that you can fill the void, that you can heal the wounds that are hurting, Father God, asking you, Father God, to help your people to release all that stuff. Lord God, all that old stuff, even some of the new, even those that are grieving, God, because of a loss of a loved one or a loss of this or a loss of that, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever it may be, God, I'm asking you to go in, Father God, and heal the broken heart today. Oh God, let the heart be healed, Father God. Let the people, Lord God, be healed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them not wither away, God, because of a broken heart, Lord God. Give them the courage to keep going. Give them the strength that they need, Father God, to keep going, Father God, and just be, God, at peace and comforted, Father God, by you, Father God, knowing, Father God, there's still a purpose and a plan for them in this earth, Father God, that you have a plan for all of us, God. Lord God, give us the courage to face it, Father God, to seek after your kingdom and after your righteousness, God, because only you can satisfy our soul. You're the only one that can truly mend our broken heart. And God, you're the only one that can truly make us whole and complete and not yearn, Father God, and hunger after the things of this world, the cares of this world, the people in this world. Father God, help us to find love in you, peace in you, comfort in you, solace in you. Everything is in you. God, help us to stop looking for love in all the wrong places, and not just love, Father God, but we're looking for, Lord, the accolades. We're looking for acceptance. We're looking, Father God, for somebody to pat us on the back or just to acknowledge us that we are existence, that we are, oh God, somebody, Father God. But your word says we don't need nobody to authenticate us. God, you have already authenticated us. Father God, you have already chosen us. You have already picked us out, Father God. You have already engrafted us in, Lord God. You have already chosen us, God, to be royal in your kingdom. Oh God, to walk, Father God, circumspect, to walk as your children. God, give your people the courage, Lord God, and a heart to accept the love and the position that you have placed them in the name of Jesus, the position that you have given them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help your people to understand and know who they are and whose they are. Oh God, that they can lay at your feet, God, that they can pour out and give it all to you, Father God, whatever it is that's going on the inside. Oh God, give them all to you, hallelujah. Oh God, give you that rejection. We give you that, Father God, that rejection and that, oh God, that resentment and that bitterness, to give you all that fear. Oh God, to give you all the jealousy and envy and then any selfishness and greed and any malice and give back, to give you all that stuff, Father God. And even if they were talked about, all that persecution, that blaming and the pointing the finger and no being judged, Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, there may be someone committing a sin and number one receiving parts of it. Father God, advice forever. God, we all need your healing. We all need your deliverance. We all need your spirit. We all need you, God, to order our steps. We all need you, God, to make us right. We all need you, God, to help us in our minds. Father God, touch our minds, Lord. God, help us to get the understanding of your word. God, the gems and the truth behind the word that is written, Lord God. Oh God, let alone the stuff, Lord God, that you have spoken into our lives. God, give us a better understanding, Father God. We need that understanding. Oh God, help us to seek it out, Father God, to search the scriptures, Lord God, and meditate on it day and night, Father God, that we can grow and mature in you, that we can be solidified in you, oh God, rooted and grounded in you, God, that we're not so easily moved by what we see or what we hear, or because of the cares of this world, because of things that's going on in the world, Father God, that we're not anxious and fearful or fretful, oh God, but we are at peace because we are resting in you. Oh God, we need so much in you. Give your people the courage, Lord, to run after you, God, with all their strength, all their mind, everything that's within them. Oh God, and rest in you. Really, truly rest in you. Oh God, I just bless you on today, and I just thank you, Father God, because you have done so, so, so much. So much, and you keep doing it, Father God, and I ask, Lord, God, that you touch the heart of your people and draw them into you. Whether they're saved and unsaved, all of us is in some purpose and some level in life, some place. You have all of us, Lord God. Lord God, you love all of us, Lord. Lord God, let us not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, Father God, nor belittle ourselves. But God, give us a heart to accept everything that you have for us. Everything, God. Accept the salvation. Accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Accept that what you did was to make us free. Except that the stripes healed us mentally, spiritually, physically. The stripes healed every part of our body, our mind, our psyche. Everything is healed. All we have to do is receive and accept the truth that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you will always be there, that you had a plan from the beginning of time. Oh God, hallelujah, we just bless you. We bless you and we just thank you, Lord. Help your people, Lord God, to turn to you and not to stuff, to feel comforted, to feel peace. Oh God, help your people to turn to you and not destroy themselves with stuff, with chemicals. I'm asking you, Lord, help your people turn to you in this season and in this time, God. Give your people the courage to face you and see the reflection in the mirror and understand, Father God, that you desire them to prosper and be in good health. But thank God allow you in. God, give them the courage to let those walls down and allow you in into the depths of their soul. Oh God, I just bless you on today. I thank you, God, for even considering, God, the prayers that has been brought before you. God, thank you, God, for seeing about all the concerns and everything that has been brought before you, the people, the names. God, we can't even name them all. God, we don't even know them all, but we see their faces because you bring them before. God, I'm asking you, God, to even go throughout this nation. Those people that don't even know you, that won't acknowledge you, that refuse to accept you, that refuse, Father God, to believe you are. Touch their hearts. God, expose yourself to them. Allow your light to come out, Father God, to where they cannot deny and they will consider and ponder and think and ask questions and open their heart to you. That they will let their guard down, Father God, that which they think is keeping them safe is actually stopping their blessing. God, I'm asking you, Lord, touch the heart, Father God, from the top of the leadership all the way down to the person sweeping the floors. You know each and every one of us, God. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, in every area of our life, from communication to our marriages, to raising our children, to our relationships with siblings, to the co-workers on the job, to those people that we feel like they're irritating us. God, help us with our perspective and how we look at things and how we treat people, how we think about people. God, help us to cast down all the vain imaginations and things, Lord God, that tries to raise itself above you. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just bless you. And we thank you for our opportunity to get this thing right. Draw your people unto you, God. Sanctify your altars, Lord. Let your people, God, begin again and not stay in that dark place, not stay stuck. Help your people to begin again and get up and shake off that religious spirit, that know-it-all spirit, that pride and haughtiness. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, help your people to seek out and work out their own salvation. Not stop depending on somebody else to pray for them. Father God, they can begin to pray for their own selves and trust you. Trust you. Help your people to step out in faith in the name of Jesus. Activating that faith, whatever faith they have within them. And Lord, help your people not to grow weary. Give them the strength to keep going. Give them the ability, God. You've already equipped them. Let them know it and activate and walk in it, Lord. Let them remember what you have taught them through the tests and trials and things that they have encountered throughout their life, that they need to put it to work now. Use it now. Don't sit on it. God, don't let it just sit dormant, but activate it in the name of Jesus. All the gifts and the talents that you have placed on the inside of them, God, help your people on today. Help them to begin to pray in the spirit, to pray without ceasing, to pray until they can't pray no more. And even then, Father God, that they stand and be not moved, because your word is true. And everything else is a lie. And your promise will not return unto you both. Oh God, we just bless you and we just thank you. Because you've been so, so good. Oh God, we love you. We truly love you, and we're striving, God, to keep your word, to hide it in our heart, to keep it before us, to wrap it around us, Lord. We're striving, God, to please you more and more each and every day, because we want to be in your presence. We want to hear your voice clearly. God, we want to send up a praise, Lord God, just in our lifestyle that gives you glory, that, God, allows you to be pleased and happy and rejoice over us even the more. Oh, God, we just bless you and we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your covering. We ask, God, that you would keep us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen, God, as we return home. Let we find everything intact and in order. God, cover our loved ones, our families, our friends. Lord God, those that are attached to us and even those that we have not even seen, cover them, Lord. Keep them, Father God, those that are in the hospital, sick and shut in. Touch them right now, Lord. Keep your people, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for your covering. We thank you for the safe travels, even during the holiday season, God. As your people travel across the world and they go and visit families or go on vacations or whatever they choose to do, God, let them remember you. Let them remember you. Take time out to spend time with you and simply say thank you. Simply say thank. Let them not get caught up in a paganism holiday, but God, let them take time out just to worship you and appreciate you, because you are the one that's done it all. You. Oh God, we just thank you and we bless you. Oh God, we love you and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.